enjoying the show? You can help others find it and enjoy it too by giving us a 5-star rating or review. If you feel like reaching out to us with a question or comment, you can send us an email at mywifetherd@gmail.com. And don't forget to visit our website at mywifethedietitian.com, as well as our social media pages. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Enjoy the show. It's Rob and Sandra from My Wife the Dietitian, and this is Nutrition Nuggets.
It sure is. We're getting deep into the holiday partying season with the Christmas parties and office staff parties.
Yeah, those happen sometimes, right?
Yeah.
We should have an office party. We could have one.
We have one every day, honey.
I guess we do. You're right.
That's right.
Office party again tonight? Sure, why not? Okay, so we're talking about holiday stuff. What's it called? You've got a fun little rhymey title there.
9 holiday health hacks.
9 holiday health hacks.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. So let's see what they are.
Okay. Well, I think this is a time of year when a lot of people kind of feel like, I'm not going to think about my health or worry about what I eat until January. I'll start everything fresh then.
It's like everyone puts everything on hold, where they work out extra hard to prepare for the craziness that is going to happen in December.
Yeah, but you can still be healthy and make kind of smart decisions.
I know.
In your party festive time. Like, you don't have to just throw it all out the window. And
I know, it's funny because you're all like super disciplined in November, and because you think in December it's all going to go out the window. Like, why can't you just be disciplined in December too?
And it's not necessarily discipline. It's just being, you know, just moderation.
It's a little bit of saying, I'm not going to eat the whole thing. I'm just going to have half, and just, you know, there's a little bit of discipline.
Okay, well, let's get to it. 9 holiday health hacks. So number one is one that I think a lot of people, it's eat before you go-go.
Oh, well, I guess, yeah. That makes sense, because I know when we used to go to buffets, mm-hmm. I would not eat before we went.
So all day.
Yeah, because then it's like, oh, we're going to a buffet for dinner. I'm not going to eat lunch, so then I can have everything at the buffet.
Exactly.
Yeah, so this is kind of the opposite logic.
Yeah, so don't be ravenous when you get to the office party or your staff function.
Yeah, don't be that guy or girl.
Well, yeah, just it's good to have, like, just have something so that you're not totally hungry when you get there.
Yeah, good idea.
So when you get in there, next one is scan the food table before filling your plate. So kind of like look and see and kind of figure out what is your most favorite things and some of the ones that maybe I don't really need, like extra bread or, you know, that kind of like the filler stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
that's a good tip. If it's one of those buffets where it's going to be there all night and they keep refilling everything, then you can just take your time and there's not a big like, okay, you got to get it before it's all gone. And I think that's sometimes what it's like. And people think that I better grab everything because it's not going to be there anymore.
Right. It's like the Last Supper.
Yeah.
But it's not. And there'll be like many more the next day and the next, you know, morning.
True.
So, or the next weekend or whatever. Third one is grab a small plate.
Oh, smart.
Yeah. If there's options, you know, just a smaller plate, then if you fill it up, then it's not overwhelming and a lot of food.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good idea.
All right. And number 4 is, if you don't like the taste, leave it. Just keep it on your plate or throw it away or get rid of it somehow.
Yeah. Find a friend.
Yeah. I think I always give you mine.
Well, yeah. Find someone like me at the party. There's always someone like me that's willing to eat everyone's stuff. So.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, yeah. Just the point is, I think people feel like they have to be polite and have it anyways and just, you know, eat it. But you might as well like enjoy what you're eating and just save those, what you're going to eat, for the things you love.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many options. And that's the whole thing with buffets and when you're at parties where there's lots of food. So yeah, just don't eat it if you don't like it.
Yeah.
So if you had a bite and you don't like it, just throw it away. You have my permission.
Sandra said it's okay.
It's okay. You're not wasting food. There's not like starving kids in Africa that
Yeah, exactly.
It's not, you know, it's not all on your shoulders. You don't have to eat it.
Yeah.
And then the next one comes right on the heels of that is savor each thing you do eat.
Exactly.
So it might be food that you never have like any other time of the year. And it's like, oh my gosh, she made those Nanaimo bars or she made those, you know, whatever it is, and have it and enjoy it and savor it and think about how it smells and how it feels in your mouth and all your senses.
Mm-hmm,
so that you're savoring it and
mindful eating.
Exactly. Exactly.
Of your Christmas cookies and treats.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's yeah. Your mom makes the best Christmas cookies.
Oh yeah. So good.
Yeah. Every year. Mm. And number six is just goes on that is be mindful and think about what you eat. Like just think about after scanning the table, after grabbing a small plate, after getting what you really want, be mindful about it and like savor it. If you don't like it, throw it or not throw it, just leave it.
Just leave it, yeah.
And number seven is stay hydrated.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah.
Because
with water.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, and number eight is have a drink of water between each drink. So if you are drinking or having, you know, the festivities and you're having alcohol, if you have a drink of water between each drink, that would be, you know, going to be helpful for the next morning for how you're feeling. And it will help with not over drinking or overindulging.
Yeah. That's a good strategy anyway.
Yeah.
If you're going to be drinking more than just a glass of wine or something, if you're going to be like drinking, you know, one of those nights.
Yeah. And yeah. If eggnog is in the mix, count that as like a food item. Like it's just so rich and so, and it sits in your stomach like a food item. So
yeah, think of it like an omelet.
It's not a quite really, like that.
A really wet, sweet omelet.
Eggnog's delicious.
It is delicious.
It is just so.
It's like a smoothie, I guess, right? I mean, it would be the same effect. I mean, not as nutritious, obviously, but it's heavy. I think, is that what you mean?
Yeah, it's so rich.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just like loaded, eh? With calories and just really dense, rich drink. It's just delicious. But, you know, at the same time, it's kind of part of your meal. Like it's just, it's like eating eggs, right?
Yeah. It's like a Caesar. They're like that too, right? With the, what's the Clamato juice that's in that, or a Bloody Mary with the tomato juice. It's quite heavy like a meal too.
Yeah, but the eggnog is like just so rich. I mean, it's way higher in fat and calories and everything.
For sure, yeah.
And I mean, actually we do use that strategy for people that are trying to gain weight, like if they're undergoing cancer treatment or if they're battling, like they can't gain weight, eggnog, when the eggnog season is in, like Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, when you get eggnog in the store, that is a great time. Or you can make your own homemade, but with liquid pasteurized egg, not cracking a raw egg into a drink. Yeah. It's probably not as safe for food-borne illness.
Mm-hmm. Good tip.
And then the last hack for keeping your holiday a bit healthier is take a break from eating. You know, it does take 20 minutes from the signal from the gut to the brain saying that I'm full, I don't need any more food.
Mm-hmm.
So just like slowing down and being mindful and take a break. So you don't have to keep eating. You can like walk away from the food and talk to people and do something else and not just keep eating. Because I think that's part of the issue. A lot of times at functions like that, you're eating and you don't even realize you're eating these things. So that's why I say like try to be mindful and savor the food and enjoy it and don't eat it if you don't like it. And just kind of, I think, be more in tune with your body and with the environment.
Excellent advice. I've got one I can add to that. It's something I've started doing. Be mindful of the portion size, because a lot of times, especially at Christmas with treats, people who are baking make things as though you're going to have one. And then you've got a whole table full of all of these things and they're all like big, really, once you get a bunch of them on your plate. So
it's kind of like a between a donut and a Timbit.
Exactly. Yeah. Like you just want to, taste it sometimes, right? So grab a knife. Don't be shy. Cut it in half.
Mm-hmm.
Cut it in a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the next person in line will thank you because they might only want a little bite too.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's a good strategy. Sandra and I will often share. Like we'll get one dessert tray and we'll each have like a bite of everything on it. And then, because I don't need like a full brownie to myself, unless that's all I'm eating. But if I want a bite of this and a bite of that and a bite of the next thing, which I often do, yeah, I don't need the full size piece.
Yeah.
So the other part of that is find someone to share it with. Because, you know, like I said before, you're probably not alone. There's probably other people there who don't want a full piece. So to say, hey, I'll go grab some dessert. Do you want to share it with me? And we'll try these things and I'll have a bite and you have a bite, or if you don't know them that well, cut it in half, whatever. So.
Good idea. That's awesome. Yep. It kind of goes along with the small plate. You only have room for a little bite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Good. Do you want me to go over them quickly?
Sure.
All right. So 9 holiday health hacks. Eat before you go. So don't be ravenous. And scan the food table before filling up the plate. And 3, grab a small plate. 4, if you don't like the taste of it, leave it or put it in the garbage or in the napkin or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of it. Don't keep eating it. 5, savor each item. So really enjoy that flavor and the texture and the taste and like sense it. Really be mindful. And that's 6. Be mindful, think about what you're eating, and stay hydrated as you take a sip of water.
Mm-hmm.
And then have a drink of water between each drink so that you don't get too much alcohol in the system there. And take a break from eating. So 20-minute signal from the I'm full signal.
Yeah, I don't get that too often, but I guess other people do.
You don't eat too fast.
Oh, well, then maybe that's why.
Yeah, I think because you have a good pace. Like you are not a fast eater.
I enjoy my food.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
I really do.
That's good. And then 10 was just a small portion, like just have a half of something or a quarter.
Bring a knife to the party.
No. No.
No, maybe not.
You didn't hear it here.
Yeah, right. No, just
a butter knife.
Yeah, butter knife. Yeah, bring your own butter knife. Yeah, portion size. Just be wary of that and don't be afraid to reduce the portion size. No one's going to be offended if you cut their cookie in half. I don't think, but not your problem. Well, hopefully that's helpful moving into the holiday season here with all your cookies and Christmas treats and all those yummy things that we're going to be consuming.
Great. Well, that is it, Rob. And I'm sure we'll have more holiday vibes in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
For more episodes.
Think of something else to do here. We'll be back next. What is this? This is nutrition. We'll be back on Monday. Yeah, with a full episode. So stick around for that. And in the meantime, you can check out the website. We've got new things popping up there all the time. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And I just realized we have a review page on Facebook. I've never really looked at that before, but there's some reviews on there, and don't be afraid to like put a review on there. That'd be great to hear some people's thoughts, and it's a neat place to sort of say hi to us and that sort of thing. So
cool. Yeah.
Love to see some.
That's on My Wife the Dietitian
Facebook page. Yeah. Okay. So give us a like there, a review if you're feeling bold. And
there's YouTube.
YouTube.
And on the website too, actually, the podcast player is right on the blog now, which is awesome.
Yeah, you can just stay right on there and play them all.
Yep.
Cool. And don't forget to rate and review wherever you are. That's always helps us keep things moving here. So that's always appreciated.
And send us your questions.
Yes. Email us if you have questions or reach out through any of those other platforms. But our email is mywifetherd@gmail.com. And the website is mywifethedietitian.com. So.
And let us know how you survive the holidays with your healthy hacks. Or do you just throw it out to the wind and just Wait till January.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone's got different strategies. So if you've got something that works, let us know. Love to hear your thoughts. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us today, everyone. We appreciate you spending your time with us. And we will be back next Monday with more fun and games. Thanks for joining us today on My Wife the Dietitian. If you like what you heard, don't be shy. Leave us a comment or review and be sure to share our podcast with your friends. If you'd like to hear more, hit that subscribe button. You can also follow us on our social media pages for updates, episode trailers, and other odds and ends. For more info and links on what we discussed on today's episode, check the show notes. We'll be back next week with another informative and fun-filled episode.